It's In the Office.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of this series called In the Office. Today's guest is John. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, thanks for having me, Fetty.
Yeah, looking forward to the conversation today. Yeah. Maybe you could introduce yourself. Who are you? What is your work? Or what are you responsible for at Cake?
Sure, sure. Yeah, so my name is John. I'm the senior product manager at Cake, and I'm responsible for bringing in this product called Cake Elite, mm-hmm. our newest first membership program, and just really making the membership program into something that all of our users are going to really enjoy.
Nice. I've seen your introduction video on Cake Elite. Maybe you could just shortly summarize what is Cake Elite.
Yeah. So, I mean, Cake Elite is our first membership program where users can enjoy an extra booster on their rewards in exchange for a fee, right? So that's like the main value proposition of the Cake Elite. And in terms of depending on what plan you sign up for, we have like two plans, like a monthly plan and yearly plan. Depending on what plan you sign up for, you're going to be able to earn like a multiplier based on the rewards that you've already received from Cake. And these rewards are like 100% more crypto rewards, right? So if there is like an upside in the crypto market, then it's like much more value like to the users, whoever signs up with this, right? So that's what I would like summarize it as of right now.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have, I don't know, I think in your video you mentioned an example with like $2,000 maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have it here
Yeah. So yeah, that example that I was talking about, Petty, was if I had signed up for the monthly plan, which I have, of course I have, right?
Not the yearly one.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I will sign up for the yearly one later, But, it has the 2x reward booster. Mm-hmm. So suppose I have like $2,000 allocated to Cake products like staking or LM. So my gains in a year would be higher by around like 32% as opposed to if I had not signed up for Cake Elite and I was in the same products at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. That is some clarification there.
One more thing I wanted to add that is not in the video, actually. So the reward booster also applies to the freezer program as well, right? So people who have crypto staked into the freezer, it's like up to 4.5x your returns for a 10-year freezer. Okay. That is another thing that I wanted to add for our viewers. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Mm. You also, there is also the VIP program at Cake. What is the main difference between VIP program and Cake Elite?
The main difference between the VIP program and Cake is that, the VIP program is open to, anybody, right? Whoever puts funds onto our platform and will be given a confectionery score, and then the VIP tier is assigned based on that. Mm-hmm. But Cake Elite is more for the people who want to take an even more active approach in using Cake to get them like closer to their financial destiny, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of the reward booster benefit that we have, that's not part of the VIP program, right? So if you wanted to, you would sign up. You would be able to enjoy like a multiplier on the reward booster, that would fulfill your goals of wanting to like earn more and get you closer to that financial destiny, right? And it's definitely not limited to just this reward booster, but there's also the other benefits that are coming that will also allow people to reach that financial destiny, because that is at the heart of Cake's mission to allow people to do that.
Yeah. Can you share anything specific? Because Julian mentioned in his videos that this will be for our loyal customers. Now it's like for everyone, because everyone can pay like $10 a month and $1,000 per year. So it's like not for the loyal ones, so for the ones who have a lot of money. So what will follow in the future? Is there anything you can share with us.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, I wanted to clarify what he meant by, like, loyal customers, mm-hmm. right? So it's true, like, anybody can really sign up for Cake Elite. They can pay and things like that. But how many people are really going to know the value behind it, right? Because you would want to know Cake's platforms and its services for you to really even understand that reward booster. So it's not really for anyone. It's really for those people who have stayed with us, you know, since the beginning. They know what products we offer, the Yield Vault, a lot of the products that we offer can be used to create that reward booster that Cake Elite offers, right? So I just wanted to clarify that, mm-hmm. first of all.
Okay.
At the same time, in terms of the specifics, I can't really give the specifics because, I mean, one thing, right? One thing is that there were some mistakes that we had in the VIP program from before, is that we promised certain things when we were not sure we were able to deliver upon these things, right? So mm-hmm. we're more cautious than ever in terms of detailing things okay. before things yeah. actually come into play. But what I can share are, you know, the benefits that we will be offering that are related to things like potential discounted or free, like, withdrawals mm-hmm. or deck swaps. These things will make it into the Cake Elite at one point. And then including things like just give me a moment, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
let me see. Just see right here. I had it somewhere.
But it sounds interesting, free deck swaps.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I mean, it's we really wanted to, you know, include not just the reward booster, but other like financial benefits as well. At the same time, now I remember. so we want to also make sure that the Cake Elite users feel like they're Cake Elites, right? on our own sort of user experience on the application. I mean, that's the difference between a offline subscription model versus an online subscription model, right? Sorry, it's not a subscription model, it's a membership. It's that online membership where we can allow users to really feel like they're above the other non-Cake Elite users that mm-hmm. are out there. So sort of special sort of design-oriented things that will allow people to really feel like they're Cake Elite, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a time frame when these things are going to be implemented? Like a schedule, like 4 months? Is it like a year? I don't know, until the deck swaps, for example?
I would say within the next quarter, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned on your web page that it's not possible to buy Cake Elite with mobile app. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can explain the reason and
sure.
And yeah, when will it be available?
Yeah, I mean, so the reason is that there is, if we were to offer this on the mobile app, we would have to pay certain platforms like an additional fee, and it's not an easy question for us or the consumers or our customers in terms of whether we want to potentially change the price of the product that we've really worked hard on, right? Mm-hmm. So we're very cautious about developing this, and so we want to take our time to really figure out what's the best way to really introduce this. And so, but for now, in terms of the most reasonable pricing option, that is the approach in terms of why we've decided to offer it on the website only.
Okay, yeah. So is any plans in the future, of course, I guess?
Quite possibly. Yeah. It's just a matter of there is always a element of what is, you know, the pricing, mm-hmm. the user experience, these types of things really need to be considered carefully. I mean, again, that's one thing that we did not do that well with our VIP program, mm-hmm. is we kind of delve into things a bit too fast instead of like doing some careful consideration on these things. So that's where we're learning. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. We just talked about the monthly and yearly subscription. Will there be another period subscription? Like, is it like, will there be a 6 month subscription in the future? Or any plans about that?
I don't know about a 6 month one per se.
Yeah, it's just like random.
Yeah. But there will probably be another tier actually. Mm-hmm. But I can't really talk about any details beyond that because again, we want to make sure that we have it all figured out before we publish. Share it with you guys. Yeah.
But yeah, because talking about monthly and yearly subscription plan or membership plan. For whom is Cake Elite worthwhile when it comes to the deposited amount? So let's say if you're a shrimp, let's call it like this, you have like $200. Let's take $200. Mm-hmm. And someone who has $5,000 to $10,000 or even more dollars. Would you say for whom is it worthwhile to buy which membership plan?
Sure. So, I mean, So what we're aiming for is that we wanna aim to make this Cake Elite good for almost all of our existing users, right? Whoever has used Cake to a certain point where they understand the power that our products can offer in terms of getting them to their financial destiny. So I would say the monthly plan for those out there is for those who are still getting into Cake in a way, right? Mm-hmm. They don't quite understand how having a lot of active funds on our platforms can really make a difference in increasing their wealth in a way. The yearly plan, on the other hand, is for those who understand like what we offer and have more active funds on the platform. Now, we from the data, we already do see users who are not completely satisfied with the options that are out there, right? And so we fully understand that, which is why we're really working hard to come up with other options, you know, be it a monthly or a yearly plan of the same tier or like another tier that can really allow users to maximize their benefits based on whatever active funds they have on the platform.
Yeah. And to also fit individual needs, maybe.
Elaborate on that. What do you mean by that?
It's like maybe someone wants to have a plan, let's say a 3 month subscription plan with tier two benefits, and someone wants a monthly subscription plan with tier one benefits, and so that they can choose that out of many products.
Yes, that is potentially going to be the case.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. One more thing. Yep. I wanted to mention one more thing, the Steve Jobs type of thing. one more thing is that I think the other thing I wanted to emphasize is like the longer you stay with like Cake Elite, you know, the more rewards you are going to be getting, right? And by rewards, I'm not just talking about the rewards from the reward booster, because that might change in the future. Mm-hmm. This, I would say, is a good offer that we have right now. That in the future it may change again, right? So there is that one aspect, and on the other aspect, it's about. I mean, we have to value the Cake users who are gracious enough to just join at this early. And because they had the confidence that this is going to really take off. I mean, mm-hmm. This is, you know, in this is not like the perfect product. We understand it, but we also have this great plan to make it into a great product. And they're really putting in all that faith in us. So we definitely need to make sure that they have some sort of a benefit that over like the other people who join later. So that's one of the other things that I wanted to say as well.
Okay, but there are no specific plans right now, just all in work in progress, let's put it like this.
Yes.
Okay. what's interesting to know is maybe what is Cake's benefit from launching Elite? Mm-hmm. Some people, there are some rumors saying that Cake's benefit is the cash flow that they get in dollar because usually they take their fees to pay employees in crypto and they have to swap it and so on. And with US dollar subscription, it's way easier to do those things. Am I right, or is it like?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. That is one of the biggest benefits that we're getting out of this in terms of we're really thankful to, you know, the customers who sign up for Cake Elite, because it's giving us that sustainable, you know, revenue stream that is a fiat based revenue stream, mm-hmm. right? And so that will allow us to do more things with our, not just our employees, but with whatever products that we're making as well, right? It really improves the potential cash flow and the productivity of the entire company. So that's a really big benefit that the members are giving us.
Okay. And some people, you just mentioned that some people were disappointed from VIP program because you promised something you didn't deliver. How do you make this better? Is it just like posting nothing and afterwards, so preparing everything and then launching it? Is this the way to go in the future for Cake Elite?
So first of all, we're like fully aware that of this disappointment, and you know, this is something that, you know, we always keep in mind whenever we're thinking about which benefits and whenever we're thinking about how to communicate things to the customer, right? I'm always raising this with whichever stakeholders are out there working with me on this. So it's a big priority of mine. I mean, one thing that I said earlier was that we're very careful now in terms of announcing things prematurely, right? But that doesn't mean, like you said, we're just gonna keep people in the dark and then surprise them. You know, we will be communicating with users. I mean, in the sense that we want to get good feedback from the users and the customers going forward. So that will be sort of a regular communication. I'm sure some of the users, I will be personally talking to some of the lucky users out there to get their personal perspective on this, because I believe that it's not just about the aggregate survey data that we see. It's also about getting to know the user, you know, on a personal basis and what they aspire for, right? So this is one thing that I'm going to be doing. And then in the process, we want to, it's kind of a work in progress in terms of whatever announcement, whatever roadmap things we want to share. But I'll promise that we will come up with some sort of a way in which we can consistently communicate these things. Mm. But at the same time, just wanted to also remind our viewers that of our track record so far, right? So we delivered things like on time. I mean, certain things were missing in the launch, but we really, I really have to give credit to the engineers on this. Like, you know, around, they were working around the clock to enable things like the freezer, which was not available on the first iteration of the launch. Mm-hmm. And then they included the yield vault, you know, last week. And then, you know, it just keeps on coming, right? And that's one of the things also that I want the users to know, is that we want to make up for our mistakes from before by consistent shipping of items. So you will be seeing that consistent updating of features and shipping going forward. Yeah.
Yeah. Really interesting, and looking forward to that one. So, yeah. Apart from that, who had the initial idea to start Cake Elite? Was it you or?
I mean, it was a combination of people, right? It was a combination of the founders, obviously, had inputs into this, and then you know, we're looking at how to, you know, there's always like a business need around this, but there's also the need from us that we wanted to provide like some sort of a very like special experience for our users, especially those who want to take that active approach in terms of you know, growing their wealth through Cake and getting to that financial destiny, right? So and definitely Cake Elite is not going to be the only exciting thing that will be coming. There will be other ideas, because we want to really stay, you know, open-minded, and we really want to build Cake DeFi into something that, you know, it's not just like a neobank or a bank or whatever apps you have out there, but something very special for the users. Yeah.
also concerning the interface, I really like the design of Cake Elite, to be honest. It's really nice. Who made this one?
That goes, all of that credit goes to our design team. The design team really stepped up on this, the name Cake Elite and just that special experience. That was all theirs, their credit. And that experience, you can expect that experience to expand beyond what you currently see right now.
I have to say that I'm not a Cake Elite member at the moment, but we'll definitely take a look in it.
It's about time.
Definitely. I have a lot of information today. Thanks for being my guest today, John. Maybe check it out. I will definitely, and see if it benefits for me. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see each other in the next episode.
Thanks for having me.
See you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.